As we come up on 5:45, 45 degrees, time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, yesterday's segment together clocked in at 4:03. It was one of our shorter ones.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, we didn't get carried away. Now, having said that, a lot of them go 5:45 or longer, so.
Sure. I bet a lot of people were disappointed yesterday. I bet we got off the air and they were like, man, that really felt like it was only an 80% effort.
Yeah, exactly. Probably, you know.
Yeah.
I had to field the calls, so it was endless.
Sure.
So.
Right. Yeah.
Well, it's Earth Day today, and I know that for you, your views on creation have changed, but before we get into that, though, I think even as we pause on this, nobody's suggesting any worship of the earth, but it is, I think, caring for it is appropriate, caring for the creation, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think, you know, we've talked on here about the concept of ludio, and for me, that love down is making sure we are caring for and tending to creation. You know, if we think of the Genesis story, so often people take the idea of dominion as, well, I can do whatever I want with the earth. Unfortunately, I think that's a misunderstanding. I think we're called to tend to and care for the earth. I think we're called to be caretakers. It's something that we should want to pass on to our children and our children's children and so forth, rather than really saying, well, this is just for me. And unfortunately, that attitude has prevailed often. Among a lot of people. And, you know, so I think we get to be those who are gardeners, right? And, you know, if that's in our own yard or if that's more broadly, I think it's a thing we are called to do.
Can't we sometimes, it seems, in the Christian community go, it's all going to burn, so.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think, again, I think that's a misinterpretation of what we're called to do. I think we move toward goodness, we move toward wholeness, and I think the way we do that is by caring for what we have been provided, you know, whether it's the people in our lives, whether it is the earth on which we live. I think all of those things are important.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, Romans 8 talks about the whole creation is in this longing, right? These birth
right.
pangs. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. You know, and I think we want to move toward goodness, you know, and I think there's a Jewish concept called tikkun olam, which basically means that we each have a role in making the earth, making the world better, and we should take that seriously.
Yeah, some good thoughts on Earth Day today, which was, you know, the founder, Gaylord Nelson, a former Wisconsin governor and U.S. senator. So.
Huh, very cool.
Yeah, the things you learn by listening to the WIB Wake Up Show in the best 5 minutes.
The more
of the
you
day.
Know.
Uh huh.
Yep.
All right. We're going to get to the end of this Notes from the Upper Room devotion. We've got John 17:20 today.
Okay.
And the verse says, I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their work.
And I wrote, Jesus prayed for you and me. Isn't that remarkable? If you have put your faith in Christ, you are one of those who believe through their word. Imagine how different the world would be if Jesus had not commissioned those 11 men to continue proclaiming the message of the kingdom of God. Imagine if his prayers had no real effect. Imagine if his disciples figured, well, he's gone, now I can go back to my old life. Our world would be radically different. But Jesus did pray that we would believe his message, and it was passed along by those very first hearers of the gospel to generation after generation of believers. He prayed that his message would get inside of us and that we continue to proclaim his message of grace.
Huh. As you're saying that, I was thinking, boy, if anybody's prayers were always answered, it would have been Jesus's, wouldn't it?
One would think so, yeah. I mean, that would definitely make sense.
Uh-huh. What's your closing prayer here for this?
Yeah, so I wrote, Jesus, I take it for granted that you pray for me. I am one of those you prayed for 2,000 years ago, and you still pray for me now. Help me to live in that reality with joy and gladness. Amen.
Forever interceding at the Father's right hand. Thank you, friend.
You bet.
There we go. I think we still came up short of 5 minutes, so I'll let you know tomorrow. Jenny Owens turning 50 today. Jenny Owens, born Virginia Lee Owens. She is an American singer, songwriter, author, and speaker. She's known for performing contemporary Christian music, but has more recently had her songs featured on WB, ABC TV shows, and independent films. She had three albums chart on Billboard album charts in the 2000s. She's 50, but I recall sightless since the age of 2.
I will praise you.
Jenny Owens on her 50th birthday here on WWIB, and as our friend Julian Eau Claire reminded me, she sang at Valley Brook Church years ago. I had a chance to be in attendance for that, so happy birthday to Jenny today. You and I talking off air, a lot of great tunes from her.
Absolutely, and again, someone that was kind of a voice, the soundtrack that WWIB was accompanying my childhood, and it's like, wow, 50 years old, and just so many great songs in her catalog as well, too. What a great ministry. May not have the gift of sight that so many of us enjoy and take for granted every day, but the gifts that she's been given, she uses for the glory of God. So just love some Jenny Owens music.
Absolutely. Well, what are the odds?
We have some odds for you. Some of them may be a little odd factoids that you can share around the dinner table or water cooler. For instance, the odds that you will undergo an IRS audit this year, less than 1 in 200.
That's right. A little high,
I don't know
actually.
How comforting that is.
That's a little concerning. What are the odds that you'll be a person will be incarcerated even less than that? 1 in 165.
Oh, goodness. What are the odds here in the WIB Wake Up Show? The odds that your child will be a genius? 1 in 100,000.
Yeah. That's a long shot.
We'll just kind of leave that there.
The odds that a high school player will play in a future Super Bowl, 1 in 4,300. That's not bad.
Okay, sure. Possible. Yeah. The odds that Earth will be devastated by a meteorite in your lifetime, less than 1 in 1,000,000.
So that's comforting.
Comforting, yes.
Yeah. The odds, this is like we're at the insurance office or something, right? The odds a person will be struck by lightning, 1 in 15,300. That's over your whole life.
Okay, so what are the odds here in the WIB Wake Up Show? How about this? The odds that a professional golfer will get a hole in one, 1 in 3,000, which would mean my odds are significantly worse.
Yeah, a little less. What are the odds that a fan will be hit by a baseball at a major league game? It says 1 in 1,200, but I think they've extended the net on the baseline.
Yeah, so. I wonder if they count getting hit when you try to catch it and fumble it. Odds that you will be dealt a royal flush in the opening hand of a poker game, 1 in 649,740.
Pretty bad odds. A couple of more here. One more. A state lottery player. What are the odds? A state lottery player would hit the jackpot. This is the worst odds.
Yes.
1 in 292,201,338. Not good odds.
And there are how many people in the United States?
330 million. Yeah, yeah.
And so 1 in almost 300 million for you to hit the jackpot on your state lottery. Not real good odds. Maybe not the best investment.
That's not even the
Dave Ramsey's ball. Just kind of like, told you.
Tuesday Trivia, your chance to win in the WIB Wake Up Show.
715-723-2555. If you want to give our question a guess this morning, here's our prize. And again, we can send this to you wherever you might be listening from in Western or Central Wisconsin or even worldwide if you're listening at WWIB.com. Because what we have for you is a free digital download from Fandango at Home for The Unbreakable Boy. Halvo, we both saw this film.
It's great.
Really, really thought it was excellent. Zachary Levi in it.
It was way better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, same. It was an excellent film, The Unbreakable Boy. And again, we'll send you a free digital download code for that if you can solve our trivia. And here's the question. And again, the phone number is 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Over 2,000 people are injured each year by this. Annually, over 2,000 people injured by what? Over 2,000 people are injured each year by this. What is it? 715-723-2555.
All right, let us know. Who's going to be the leader? Who's going to go to the front of the line? Who's going to guess it first for a chance to win this terrific digital download of this great movie? You're going to want to share it with family and friends. Again, 715-723-2555. What's the question again?
Over 2,000 people are injured annually by what? Over 2,000 people injured each year by this. 715-723-2555.
All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Adam.
All right, Adam.
Where are you from, Adam?
Sparta.
Sparta? All right, great to hear from Sparta. Go ahead, my friend. What do you think?
Vending machines.
Vending machines.
Great guess.
Very good guess. And again, you'd think, okay, maybe they don't injure people too often, but yeah, that can be scary. Is it vending machines? Over 2,000 people injured each year by vending machines? It's not. But Adam, you call us back from Sparta, I presume listening at 93.7 FM or WWIB.com. Good to hear from the Cooley region.
And we love those young listeners. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Weyerhaeuser. I heard Weyerhaeuser. And what is your guess?
Lightning strike.
Lightning strikes. Over 2,000 people injured each year by lightning strikes.
You kind of mentioned that in the earlier segment.
Your odds.
In the hour. Could that be it?
No. Sorry. No, but again, hearing from Spartan Weyerhaeuser, we get this great cross-section of the WIB listening area all throughout western and central Wisconsin. Love hearing it. 715-723-2555.
And the youth as well.
Yeah.
All right, 723-2555. More than 2,000 people a year injured by what? Let us know.
Tuesday trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show, 715-723-2555.
Another call right now. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Courtney from Race Lake.
Hey, Courtney, what do you think?
Is it staplers?
Yeah, they can be dangerous.
Absolutely. Are over 2,000 people injured annually by staplers?
Not it.
I mean, it could be. And again, if it's more than 2,000, then it does hold true, but not what we're looking for here.
Not what we're looking for is a standard response. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dale in Rice Lake.
All right, hey, Dale, two in a row from Rice Lake.
Wild guess, but stepping on Legos with your bare feet.
Okay. Here's the thing. A wild guess won for Sherry from Whitehall last week.
It did.
So, wild guess, Dale from Rice Lake, did you win the prize? No, but call us back.
Who knows how many people are injured by Legos? We're not sure.
It hurts.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Caroline from Rice Lake.
Three in a row from Rice Lake. Let's just keep it going, I guess, Barron County. Go ahead,
there.
Caroline.
My guess is treadmills.
All right, something Caleb needs.
Yeah.
Could that be it? Sorry.
I ran outside this morning, which is actually quite pleasant, but very dark. Over 2,000 people are injured each year by what? Not treadmills, not vending machines, not lightning strikes, staplers, or stepping on Legos with bare feet.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tammy from Elk Mound.
All right, Tammy.
My guess is hail.
Hail.
Hail. Okay, sure.
Yeah, there was some of that in Wisconsin here over the weekend. Could that be it? No, sorry.
Not hail. Good to hear from Mounder country there, Tammy. Two guesses left.
And we don't have any calls at the moment, so 723-2555. If you want to be one of the final two guesses we're going to go with before 8 o'clock.
Otherwise, this gets punted off beyond 8:15. We try again for a chance to win a free digital movie download for The Unbreakable Boy.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Bill from Chippewa.
All right, Bill, what do you think?
Can openers.
Can openers.
Yep.
Could be, absolutely.
All right, the manual or electronic, or doesn't it matter?
I think
we're just going to go whatever, but either way, it's not.
Yeah, either way, it's not can openers, but certainly could happen. Lots of ways to get hurt.
I was messing with you, Bill. All right, finally, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Anthony from Barron.
All right, Anthony, you going to get this or what?
Trampolines.
Trampolines. Oh, over 2,000 people injured each year by trampolines. Is that what we're looking for?
Probably more, Anthony. I think it's more.
Not it. But again, thank you for the calls. The participation, we'll try again after 8:15. Tuesday trivia try number two on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Havo, WWIB, 715-723-2555. If you'd like to take a guess at our question, the prize this morning, and we can send this to you wherever you might be listening from, western, central Wisconsin, worldwide, we'll just email it to you. It's a free digital download code for the movie The Unbreakable Boy. Fantastic film, and you can have it for your own for free if you can solve this, 715-723-2555. The question is as follows. Over 2,000 people are injured each year by what? Over 2,000 people injured each year by this. Annually, over 2,000 people injured by what? 715-723-2555.
All right, your chance to win. Who's going to step up and lead the way? 723-2555. We had some good guesses the first time around.
Yeah, incorrect guesses so far. Vending machines, lightning strikes, staplers, stepping on Legos with bare feet, treadmills, hail, can openers, and trampolines. None of those. And again, could be over 2,000 people injured by those things, but not what we are looking for in this instance. Annually, over 2,000 people injured by this. By what? 715-723-2555, 723-2555. So far, we've heard from Sparta, Weyerhaeuser, Rice Lake multiple times, Elk Mound, Chippewa Falls, Barron. No one has it yet. And again, I don't know if they put this on the sign for your community, your city, like they do like state championships, but they might. If you solve this, they might put it on the sign. Probably not, but they might.
They might, okay. All right, 723-2555, incentivizing there. So,
again, a chance to win the digital movie download for The Unbreakable Boy, and we can send it to you wherever you might be. It's just an email, so easy to get, and then you can have it for your very own. 715-723-2555. Who wants to be the first one to take a guess? No penalty for wrong guesses, so guess away.
All right. I think we may have stumped
Maybe we
Caleb.
Stumped you so much early in 7 o'clock
they're
hour. It's like
they're boycotting until they
normally they're like, oh, we're not going to wait till Win It Wednesday for a hint. We want a hint right away. 715-723-2555. Over 2,000 people injured each year by what? Maybe think of things that might be a little out of the box to get injured by. Or we could be doing something really blatantly obvious. You never really know. 715-723-2555. We've got a guesser.
We got our very first one. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jennifer from Altoona.
Good to hear
Hey, Jennifer,
you.
What do you think?
Lawnmowers.
Lawnmowers. Very plausible, and especially as we're coming up into peak lawn mowing season, right? Is it lawnmowers?
Sorry.
It's not. Call us back. Good to hear from Altoona. 715-723-2555. Annually, over 2,000 people injured by what?
All right. I think Rail Country, the only ones to give a peep here this morning. So,
is that a post-Easter pun?
It was, yeah.
715-723-2555. Over 2,000 people injured annually by this.
Right.
By what?
I think we've got her back. Hi, is this the same caller?
This is Caroline from Rice Lake.
All right, Caroline, what do you think?
Well, I was going to guess lawnmowers, but now I'm going to guess shopping carts.
Shopping carts. All right.
That's a good guess.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, honestly, there's probably lots of ways you could get injured by a shopping cart.
Yep.
Is it what we're looking for? It's not. But thank you, Caroline. Good to hear from Rice Lake. Again, Rice Lake, we're big there today. Yep. 715-723-2555.
Caleb, we're big there every day.
Indeed.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Three guesses to go.
This is Jennifer again from Altoona.
Hey, right. Jennifer, what do you think?
My daughter wonders if it's falling coconuts.
Falling coconuts.
Wow.
Okay, sure. Very specific. And could it, 2,000 people a year isn't necessarily a ton. So it could be something a little, out of the beaten path.
Did Gilligan on Gilligan's Island get injured by one of those? I
Probably.
Think so.
Is it falling coconuts?
Not it.
It's not. Thank you, Jennifer, and your daughter for calling from Altoona.
You know, that's the problem, though, Caleb. Being 60, as soon as I invoke that, I just feel like I sound old.
Gilligan's Island is great.
I know it is,
great.
To even know what it is, so many people today, I don't know. Haven't heard of it. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Hey, Tammy. We've been wondering where you were.
We had Tammy from Elk Mound. Go ahead.
Would it be burning yourself on a grill?
Burning yourself on a grill. Getting toward grilling season too.
We sure are. Could that be it? No. One last try here this morning before 8:45 and maybe go again. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jim from Rice Lake.
Yes.
Rice Lake again.
We
go ahead, Jim.
Own that town today.
Golf balls.
Oh, yeah, that's a great guess.
Yeah, injured by golf balls.
Four! It's not it. Sorry.
Not it. Jim, thank you for the call. And, give us 20-ish minutes here, and we'll bring this back. Over 2,000 people are injured each year by what? Think about it. We want to send you that free digital movie download for The Unbreakable Boy. We'll give you another shot to win later on this Tuesday trivia edition of the WIB Wake Up Show. It's try number 3 Tuesday trivia here on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halva. We want to give you a free digital movie download for The Unbreakable Boy. If you haven't seen that already, you'll love it. If you have seen it, you're going to want to own it. 715-723-2555 for your chance to win. And wherever you might be, we can send this free download code right to you. So don't be shy. 715-723-2555. The Tuesday trivia question we have been working on this morning is as follows. Annually, over 2,000 people are injured by this. Over 2,000 people are injured each year by what? 715-723-2555. What injures over 2,000 people every year? 715-723-2555.
It took a while to get guessers last time, but we got somebody right away. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Tammy from Elk Mound again.
All right, Tammy.
What do you think?
I'm not sure if this one's been said or not, and I think it's probably more than this amount of people, but falling off of a ladder?
That has not been guessed yet.
Good try. Good guess. Is that it? It's not. Sorry, Tammy.
Thank you, Tammy. 715-723-2555. So it's not falling off a ladder. It's also not being injured by golf balls, burning yourself on the grill, falling coconuts, shopping carts, lawnmowers, trampolines, can openers, hail, treadmills, stepping on Legos with bare feet, staplers, lightning strikes, or vending machines. None of those. Over 2,000 people injured each year by this. By what?
723-2555. No calls at the moment. You'd go right to the front of the line and right on the air.
And a chance to win that movie.
Unbreakable Boy. Yeah.
Digital movie download.
723-2555.
715-723-2555 for Tuesday trivia. Over 2,000 people injured each year by this. By what? And again, we're not saying that it's a fatal injury. Just to clarify, because I know someone called after we were done and said, oh, it's over 2,000 people killed by... Well, no, we're not saying it's a fatal injury. I don't want to give a clue right away.
No, that's not till tomorrow.
Never mind.
7:45 on Wednesday.
All right. But over 2,000 people injured each year by what?
Yeah. And
715-723-2555. Are we stumping you?
All right.
We've heard from Sparta, Weyerhaeuser, Rice Lake, Elk Mound, Chippewa Falls, Barron, Altoona, Wausau. Where will we hear from next? 723-2555.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jennifer from Altoona again.
Jennifer's all right, what do you think? In the pinch.
What about a car door?
What about a car door? Done that?
Yeah, that can be.
Actually, I've done that to my kids. Oh, man. That is the worst feeling in the world if you accidentally...
A finger thing.
Man, why did I bring that up?
All right. Let's forget it out. Let's see. Is that the answer? It's not.
It's not. Thank you, Jennifer. 715-723-2555. Not car doors.
Yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lindsay from Altoona.
Hi, Lindsay.
Tuna row from Altoona. What do you think?
Boiling water.
Okay. Could you be injured by boiling water? Yeah. Sure.
Well, you know, it was interesting. Recently, it was an unbelievable number of people who couldn't even make spaghetti, which you typically have to be able to boil water to do. Yeah, there we go. Could that be it? It's not.
Annually, over 2,000 people injured by what? For a free digital movie download of The Unbreakable Boy.
A few more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kay from Rice Lake.
All right, Kay, what do you think?
I think stubbing your toe.
Stubbing your toe.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Rice Lake loves us today. We appreciate the love, Barron County.
We had stepping on Legos earlier. Could it just be plain old Aaron Rodgers stubbing your toe? It's not it.
That does really hurt, though.
Yeah.
715-723-2555. Don't have a lot of guesses left here for Tuesday trivia. Then it becomes Win It Wednesday just after 7:15 tomorrow.
That was kind of the COVID year. Remember when Aaron with the toe?
Yeah, there was a lot of weird things. He did play really well that year, though, toe and all.
He's been a good... He's going to be a Hall of Famer someday.
Yeah.
Four-time MVP, Super Bowl champion. All right, that's going to be it. So we are done today on this, and we're bringing it back tomorrow morning after 7:15.
All right, so think about that. Think about that. Over 2,000 people annually injured by what? 7:15-ish. We'll try it again. If you don't get it, we'll give you a clue.